Live by every word. That is the challenge and the opportunity the Bible gives to you. This program examines the actual words that have proceeded out of the mouth of God Himself, so we can use them to guide our paths and live by them in our everyday lives. This is Live by Every Word.
Thanks for joining me today here on Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk, and this is Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG. We're online at kpcg.fm and have a live link at thetrumpet.com as well. If you listen to this podcast very often, you know a lot of times we'll quote from the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence course. And that's a course that hopefully many of you are taking or have taken, and it's a great course to go back through again, even after you've taken it once. But it's really a valuable resource, and I want to talk about that a little bit specifically today. And I'll read you just what the advertisement for the course says. It says, "You can understand the Bible. Herbert W. Armstrong College has been helping thousands learn the true meaning of current events and the true purpose for life through the Herbert W. Armstrong Bible Correspondence course. Over 98,000 students from around the world have enrolled in this unique 36-lesson course of biblical understanding." And of course, that's a growing number all the time. It says, "This course has been designed to guide you through a systematic study of your Bible. The Bible is the only textbook. Best of all, these lessons are absolutely free. There's no cost, no obligation." It says this 36-lesson course will be mailed 4 lessons at a time, and then it goes on to explain some more of the details. And you can enroll for this at thetrumpet.com, and there's a literature tab there, and you can sign up for the correspondence course. But again, it says this course is designed to guide you through a systematic study of your Bible. A systematic study of the Bible, that is so important, and that's what I want to talk about a little bit today, in maybe somewhat of a different way, but it ties in very much to the correspondence course. I want to talk about the importance of fundamentals. Fundamentals. What is a fundamental? Well, it's a central or primary rule or principle on which something is based. It's a basic principle or rule. We need to understand what God's fundamentals are for us. No matter what we do in life, there's fundamental principles that we either we follow and we have success, or we don't follow the fundamentals and we don't have success. If you grew up playing a sport or playing a musical instrument, you know that from experience. If you learn good fundamentals, then you probably had some pretty good success. If you didn't learn good fundamentals, well, it was a struggle. And then usually it's hard to break those bad habits that were developed. We need fundamentals. We need proper fundamentals to really fulfill our potential. Notice Proverbs 14 to start with today. We have a few passages to look at. And this is a really well-known scripture, but it talks about the importance of really understanding how to do things the right way, and especially spiritually. Proverbs 14 and verse 12, it says, "There is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." So again, you can think about learning to play a sport or learning to play an instrument. Well, nobody starts out doing it exactly right. There's usually some odd ways that people try to do things, and they've got to be taught proper fundamentals. It seems right to them when they start. They think maybe even the way they're doing it is the best way, or it's a way that makes sense to them. But we need to learn fundamentals. We need to learn fundamentals, or else we never reach our full potential. We'll be limited. We have to learn how to do things. And that's where the correspondence course is such a valuable tool. Because again, it teaches you a lot about these fundamentals of God's word. Notice Isaiah 28. We have to have somebody that teaches us the fundamentals. And then our job is to be teachable, to be a good student. Isaiah 28 in verse 9, it says, "Whom shall he teach knowledge?" Who's God going to be able to teach? "And whom shall he make to understand doctrine?" And then it goes on to talk about the need to grow up spiritually. We have to grow up spiritually by hearing what God has for us and then applying it, applying what he teaches. Isaiah 66 and verse 2 talks about the fact that God will look to a person who is humble, who's teachable, somebody that he can work with. You know, if you've ever been a teacher or a coach or a parent, and you've had to instruct somebody in how to do a particular function, if they were quick to listen and try it and ask good questions and try to really do what you told them, then they're a joy to teach, and that's a lot of fun. And you probably had a lot of success with teaching them. But if somebody's resistant, they don't want to do it, they don't have the humility to be taught, well, then there's not much you can do. You could be the best teacher in the world, and if a person is not teachable, there's not a lot that can be done there. So God says, who shall he teach knowledge? It's going to be somebody that is teachable. Verse 10, it says, for precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. See, step by step, we need to be building proper fundamentals. And in relation to Bible study, you know, we have to put together all the scriptures on a particular subject, here a little, there a little. And then at that time, when we do that, then we can really see what the Bible says. That's where a lot of mistakes are made in people's Bible studies, where they don't really look at every scripture on a topic, and then they maybe read in their own thinking to some things. We have to really have this proper instruction, this precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. That's the way that we study, and that's what the correspondence course does for us. It helps us put those scriptures together. You know, there's a correct way to do anything that's worth doing. There's a correct way to do it, and then there's an incorrect way to do it. And that's true in sports, it's true in music, it's true in a job, and it's definitely true when it comes to obeying God, to studying his word. We need proper fundamentals. There's a correct way to study the Bible. Matthew 6, Christ gives us the fundamentals of how to pray correctly. So we can see that there's a way to study correctly. There's a way to pray correctly. And we need to understand those things. We need to be taught that, and then we need to do it. Our entire lives need to be built on proper fundamentals. And Matthew 7 gives us some really great insight into Christ's thinking on this. We don't want to be missing fundamental steps in how God is teaching us or what he expects of us. You need a fundamental foundation. Notice Matthew 7 and verse 21. Jesus Christ here says, not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven. So it's not enough to just hear. Now, hearing's important, of course, but then we've got to be putting into practice what we hear. We need to learn and then practice these spiritual fundamentals. We need to be praying. We need to be studying and doing it the way that God instructs. And the correspondence course really helps our Bible study, and it helps us understand more about prayer. Again, by looking at the Bible, putting the passages together, here a little and there a little, and giving us a complete picture so that we can understand what the fundamental principles are, what God wants us to do. And when we apply those and we do those, we're going to have good success, as we'll see. Unfortunately, there are plenty that really don't have those right fundamentals. And notice what Christ says here in verse 22. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, and in your name have cast out devils, and in your name done many wonderful works? Right? This is like a person that spends a lot of time doing something the wrong way, not understanding the fundamentals, you know, going about it their own way, not working according to God's will. We just read there in verse 21 that we have to do the will of the Father. So we have to do God's work according to his will. And oftentimes people will be somewhat familiar with some principles from the Bible, or maybe they read it, but then they go off and they try to apply it their own way instead of putting together all of the passages, here a little and there a little, and really understanding what God's will is. And we have to know what God's will is. Verse 23, Christ says, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Well, that'll be a shocker. They'll say, but we did all of these things. And he'll say, well, but it wasn't what I wanted you to do. You weren't following the fundamentals that I was teaching you. You were going about things your own way. He says, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. So they worked, but it was in a lawless way. They weren't going to follow God's direction. Now, of course, this would apply to somebody that, you know, has had an opportunity to hear and they've turned from it. You know, if somebody never heard God's truth, he will make sure that everyone has a chance to learn. He's not unfair by any means. Everyone will have a chance to hear and to learn and to understand and to apply it. But we have to make sure that we are applying what we're taught. Verse 24, therefore, whosoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him unto a wise man which builds his house upon a rock. So we have to put into practice what God is teaching us. We learn a lot from God's word. When we go through the correspondence course and we put together the scriptures, we hear the sayings. And then we have got to go forward and do them. It's not enough just to take the correspondence course and say, well, now I know a lot. It's a matter then of putting it into practice. We have to hear these sayings of mine, Christ says, and do them. I will liken him unto a wise man who builds his house upon a rock, will grow and will develop with these application of God's word and those fundamentals. And then verse 25, it says, and the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. You know, we are going to have times in life that are more challenging, but if we have built our house upon God's truth and we apply his word, then we'll be able to withstand that. You know, it's like when children are learning to play the piano. They practice, and then maybe they have a recital coming up. So they practice, and they play through their piece at home, and they do it great. And then sometimes they go to the recital where there's more pressure. It's just like we read here. The winds start to blow, and there's floods, and there, you know, it's pressure, a pressure situation. And they make some mistakes. And they find out that they weren't quite as practiced as they thought. They weren't quite as fundamental as they thought they were. And when life gets more intense, a lack of fundamentals will be exposed, spiritually speaking. You know, people will sometimes have problems when things get intense, and lo and behold, they weren't as fundamental as they thought. They weren't hearing and applying God's word all the way as they should have been. And that can be a real problem. Notice verse 26, so it says, and everyone that hears these sayings of mine and does them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. You know, some people stand in tests and trials, others fall. This person was not fundamental. You know, they had the problem of not really applying God's word. They decided that they had a better way or an easier way or maybe a shortcut. But there's no escaping that we have to do what God says. We have to be very fundamental with obeying his teachings. Verse 27, and the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house and it fell and great was the fall of it. That's what happens when somebody doesn't really apply what they've heard. The correspondence course is a wonderful tool to teach us from God's word, here a little and there a little, put all the pieces together, and then we've got to go forward and apply them. We've got to really grow and be fundamental in what we're doing. Build the right fundamentals, spiritually speaking. We have to listen, and that's a continual process. We've got to be teachable, right? Christ said, hear these sayings of mine. Okay, we can do that with the correspondence course and digging into our Bibles. We can hear these sayings. And then we've got to apply it. And that's a continual process as well. He says, hear these sayings of mine and does them. That's building those right fundamentals. That's building upon the rock. And so when tests and trials come, we'll be on a sure foundation. Notice Ecclesiastes 9 and verse 10. Very good principle here to remember when it comes to really growing and understanding God's word and applying it and being fundamental with it. Ecclesiastes 9 and verse 10, it says, whatsoever your hand finds to do, do it with your might. Now, that's true physically, but it's true spiritually as well. We've found God's word. We've found that we need to study into it and look at it, and then we need to apply it. We need to do it with our might. It says, for there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave where you go. We all know that we don't live forever physically, and the older we get, maybe the more we think about that. We've got to make an effort while we've got time to study into God's word and to apply it and really build up a foundation of fundamentals with our prayer and our study and our application of God's law. And there are lessons that talk about fasting, which is another important tool. Just so much information that is so good for us. And then we've got to put it together. We've got to put it together and use it. Hear a little and there a little, and then really get busy applying it. You can understand the Bible. There's been probably close to 100,000 now students that have enrolled in the 36-lesson course that will help you understand your Bible. And as I mentioned before, this course, the Herbert W. Armstrong Bible Correspondence Course, is designed to guide you through a systematic study of your Bible. And the Bible is the only textbook that you're going to need. And best of all, it's free, as we mentioned before, no cost or obligation. It's so that you can learn about the Word of God. You can be taught by Him these basic truths, and then it gets pretty in-depth as well. But you need a good foundation, and then need to be applying those things. And Christ said, that's building your house on that rock. You're going to be able to stand in tests and trials and moments that do come along, because you'll have a firm foundation. It'll be a fundamental foundation. You'll understand the principles of God. And if you apply them, you're building your house on a rock. And that course can be taken online as well if you'd like to do that. A lot of people like to do that these days, and you can do that if you'd like to. It's a free enrollment. It's the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course. And digging into it is just going to really give you that fundamental knowledge that you need of God's way of life and who even God is. And what's His purpose for you, and how do you achieve it? All of those things that are so important to your understanding, they are explained here from your Bible in the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course. It's free, and you can sign up for it right there at thetrumpet.com. That's all the time we have for today on this edition of Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk. Thank you for spending some of your time with me today. Until next time, let's all strive to more perfectly live by every word of God.
You've been listening to Live by Every Word on Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm and thetrumpet.com.